It's 828 from FM 95.7 KQWC, Webster City on this Thursday morning. We had some great guests lined up. We'll talk with Nate Carr in a few moments from the Iowa DNR, because this is my first official day back at work. I was on vacation last week, and I had booked both Nate Carr and for a good friend right here, Audie Maxey from Ames Regional Economic Alliance, who we'll talk to first. It's my pleasure talking with Audie Maxey from the Ames Regional Economic Alliance, which is part of Hamilton, also Boone and Story County, so, and the city of Ames. Audie, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here this morning. So we're going to 6 months now since the Ames Regional Economic Alliance began its service here in Hamilton County. For those not familiar, Audie, fill us in on what this group is all about.
The Ames Regional Economic Alliance has been recently rebranded. We were previously the Ames Chamber and Economic Alliance or Economic Commission, and we had, prior to partnering with Hamilton County and Webster City, we were working on economic development in Boone and Story counties, and we're excited to now grow the region with Hamilton County.
And I think the big question, as I talked off air, is how's been the relationship so far?
Oh, it's been nothing but a pleasure, a bucket of fun, I would say, quite frankly, a bucket of fun. Yes. And it starts, Pat, with the, I really give credit to the Hamilton County supervisors and the city of Webster City for basically their commitment to partner, come together and recognize that, community betterment is not done in silos, just Jewell, just Ellsworth, just Webster City. It's really done regionally. And so tapping into the resources and connections that we have in Boone and Story County, but more importantly, the fact that Webster City and Hamilton County as a whole are willing to come together and work to make this region, this county, even better than it is.
And so far, the relationship has been positive here in Hamilton County with the area.
Oh, it's been extremely positive. And we've really hit the ground running. The communities that are in Hamilton County are very engaged. The supervisors are accessible, willing, and wanting to do good things. And Webster City has been tremendous partners. And we've got some very exciting things on the runway, and we're moving them right along.
And, of course, you'll be working with two new supervisors come in the new year 2025 there, Audie.
Mary Clausen and April Ely. And we were certainly, it has been in the 6 months that I've been working here, it's been an absolute honor to work with Jerry Cloberdance and Dan Campadilli. And at the same time, we are excited to get to know Mary and April. I was able to meet them at the last supervisor's meeting, spent about a half an hour chatting with them after the meeting, and they are thrilled with the partnership and the opportunity to just roll up their sleeves and work for Hamilton County.
What have you seen for businesses here in Hamilton County since area became a part back in June? What have we seen so far, Audie?
Well, what I've seen is a number of extremely strong employers that are choosing to call Hamilton County and Webster City home, and we're thrilled about that. I am on the Webster City Chamber Board as well, so that's provided me an opportunity to interact with some of our Main Street businesses as well. And what I've seen is just a willingness and excitement and energy to get together, collaborate, and keep working towards growth and expansion, and a willingness to have other business and industry come and locate in Hamilton County.
Accomplishments include, Audie, in Boone County and also in Story County, which area is a part of. We saw, for example, the activity going on in Boone. There was a big announcement earlier this year.
Daisy was a tremendous get for the region, and credit to all the way from the governor's office to the county of Boone County, the city of Boone, and their economic development organization for coming together, knocking down those roadblocks and making it happen, and really demonstrating in my opinion, that this region is very positive and sought after by business and industry at the national level. So it's probably going to be one of the biggest gets of the year for the state of Iowa. And we were just humbled and proud to be a part of that.
And just down the road in Ames, some accomplishments there, I believe.
Oh, yes. There are always things happening in Ames, from new housing developments coming online, continuing to locate new business and industry as we plan to do in Hamilton County. And, you know, for those of you that haven't paid attention, that SciTown project at Iowa State is going to be probably one of the most exciting collegiate projects in the country. The dirt's moving on that one already.
When is that going to be completed, by the way, Artie?
I don't hold me to this, okay. But I think it's scheduled to be fully up and running by the 2027 football season.
Okay, that'll be down, let's see, another good 3 or 4 years.
I believe 3 years. Okay, yeah. And the unique thing about that project is the developer is not phasing this project. They're going to build it out in one single phase. There's some extremely strong corporate partners, starting with McFarland Clinic as an anchor clinic there. So there's more to come, let's say.
All right. Let's get back to Hamilton County for just a moment. What do we see down the road in 2025? I think you may have a few things under wraps right now, but what can we expect in 2025, there, Artie, for Ames Regional Economic Alliance as it pertains to here in Webster City and Hamilton County? What are we going to see?
Well, we're excited to this year. We plan to have our first big board meeting of the Hamilton County Growth Partnership, and that's an invitation to business and industry throughout the county to join the group and be a part of strategic planning and setting priorities that our group will work on to just continue to make Hamilton County an even better place to live. We've got three pretty exciting things happening in Webster City on the economic development side. We're Webster City's partnering with Iowa Area Development Group, which is the member organization for RECs, to do a corridor study. And they believe that group has identified Webster City in the interchange of Highway 20 and 17 as strong potential for industrial development. The synergy is great because the city of Webster City, we are working with to also expand the industrial park just south of 20 on east and west of 17. And that's just extremely desirable ground to locate new business and industry. Mm-hmm. And the rail study, finally, the Iowa DOT awarded Webster City $100,000 to study and see if additional rail spurs would be desirable and a good thing to have. And so we're working closely with the Canadian National Railroad on that particular project.
And those are projects coming down the road in 2025 there, Artie, for...
Well, yes, and you know, as we like to say in economic development, it's a team sport.
Right.
We have a lot of partners involved in that work, and there's a long runway. You know, I use this as an example for those of us that drive and get into Ankeny, for example. It seems like every time we go through there, there's something else popping up, and you just think it happens overnight. Well, of course, that's not the case. It takes a lot of years, a lot of folks to do that important preliminary work before those opportunities present themselves. And you know, Daisy is a great example of that. Mm-hmm. In Boone. It'll be a couple years before we start to see that in operation. It just takes time.
It sure does. So that's a kind of what we can expect in the coming months here in Hamilton County. Did you have any other activities of note that we can delve into there, Artie?
Well, I would just say that activity. There's probably too many to mention, but I would say that what's been equally rewarding is working with some of the smaller communities, because, you know, our communities like Ellsworth or Jewell or Stratford all have unique needs. And so there's not a one-size-fits-all approach to supporting their economic development. We start with what their priorities are. So, for example, Ellsworth is really needing to work on a new water tower. Now, that's not terribly sexy to a lot of people, but infrastructure matters. And we're just honored to be a part of that conversation and helping them find the resources to make that happen. Just one example.
Indeed. Now, if people want more information, there is a website for the Ames Regional Economic Alliance. You also have social media by any chance, too?
Yeah. We're all over the socials. If you just Google Ames Regional Economic Alliance, search that, that you'll get all the information you need. And I would invite anybody to reach out to me directly. I'm very accessible. You could just pop my name, Adi Maxey, into the search engine, and it'll come up with Ames Regional Economic Alliance. My cell phone and email is right there.
OTTIEMAXEY, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Like to know more about that. And we'll get you back on here soon, talking more about some of the great economic activities, not only here in Hamilton County, Audie, but also in Boone, Story County, Ames, Webster City, Boone, so forth. It's going to be an exciting year in 2025.
We're looking forward to it. Thank you, Pat.
Thanks, Audie. Audie Maxey, my guest on today's Community Corner Show on KQWC Radio. And thanks, Audie. And he's going over to the friends at Town and Country for their coffee. I have coming up next Nate Carr from the Iowa DNR. We'll talk about what's happening in the great outdoors right after this.